Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I just love this example. Too many of us are too busy chasing what is out there and we ignore what we can create. The problem is that these opportunities are invisible because we haven't created them yet. And without that focal point, it's hard to begin. So, what do we need to do to get started? Two things, in my opinion. First up, find a partner in crime that is doing something else. Yeah, I know I'm sounding like a broken record here. We've talked a lot about leveraging your credibility and goodwill. In this example, Ms. St. John went to former co-workers. Do you have former clients who are not in the game anymore? Maybe retired but doing their own passion projects? Maybe they're on nonprofit boards, for example. Go look those folks up. Check in. You'll be surprised to learn what they're doing and how you can reconnect. Second up, go back to your cool kid places. Now, I mentioned this in the post, but let's drill down. Instead of people who love you, go to places where you have major street cred. If it's been a while, find out who's there and who can be your advocate. So instead of looking for repeat performances that are already established, think about your contribution. What do they need now that you can build on? When the idea is created, the format will present itself. Many of us are great at finding what's already there and actually competing head-on. But let's face it, there is a lot of competition there too. Why bother if we don't have to? My vote, let's spend as much time and effort creating what's not there but what is sorely needed. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.